20th of March 2019, Wednesday of the second week of Lent. Jeremiah 18, verse 18 till 20. "Come on," they said, "let us concoct a plot against Jeremiah, for the law will not perish for lack of priests, nor advice for lack of wise men, nor the word for lack of prophets. Come on, let us slander him and pay no attention to anything he says. Pay attention to me, Yahweh. Hear what my adversaries are saying. Should evil be returned for good? Now they are digging a pit for me. Remember how I pleaded before you and spoke good of them, to turn your retribution away from them." Yes, they are existing plans of evil, a certain kind of plot, conspiracy in these dark plans, for example, against Jeremiah or against the Lord. They wanted to lead him in a trap. And in the spirit dimension, those plots are against all who are serving the Lord, to bring them away from following Christ, or at least to burden them. But not always are those people who are in the conspiracy, they know really what they're doing. In the case of Jeremiah, he knew. He knew his enemies, and he was praying for them. Jesus himself, he also knew that there were the Pharisees and the scribes, together with those people of Herodias, who are making plots against him. But sometimes the things are more hidden, and we do not know who is participating. But we know always that behind such plans there is the Satan. All things which are against God is serving him. It can be that he makes it directly or indirectly through people who are under his influence and inspiration. Let us take an example with a gender ideology. Pope Francis said this is a satanic work, and he's right. But on the other hand, there are some politicians and other people who are supporting this demonic ideology without knowing really what they're doing. So they are in a certain kind of plot against the Creator without a decision to do this. So we can see it's a little bit more difficult now to see this conspiracy concretely. And there might be a lot of examples, like as plots are coming together and the demons influence people to the evil, or other people who do not know what they're doing, they serve within this plot. For example, the Freemasons, I think not all of them know really what is going on. And they think they do something good for the human beings. Others maybe know that it's not according to the plan of God, and maybe others, they really know exactly who is the spiritual inspirator of the Freemasons. Normally, we do not understand this. And if there is not a special mission, the details or those things which we think they are details are not so important for us. We have to take care that we do not see always conspiracies there and there, and also not to give theories about that. Because after a time they influence us very strong and we can see them overall. And it seems they give like an explanation for all and everything. It's better to be prudent and also not to be too busy with those plans of evil. That we are not fascinated from the darkness, we are not irritated, and also do not irritate other people. And after a while, what we're saying seems to be not serious. So we have to deal in the right way with the plans of evil of Satan, because they are destroyed through the Lord. In 1 John 3:8 it said, "The Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Therefore, we have to look to God if we notice such dark things. Because human beings are often integrated, as I said, without knowing, but also some knows, in this darkness we have to pray for their liberation. But the hope we all set on God, that He can all integrate in His plans of salvation, even the dark things. If there is a lot of darkness around us, the prayer is much more important, and our faith of the victory of Christ, which will be completed on the earth. We should be always watchful, said the apostle. The crisis in the world in our days, which are also influencing the church, seems to be coming from Antichrist influence. In circles of faithful, we hear often about things of the Apocalypse. But we also have to take care with this, that we are not fascinated in a false way. Without doubt, there are apocalyptic events. The Bible said it already, and it is repeated in some serious revelations. And it happened through all the history. We would be blind not to see this. But for us it's important to look for the Lord and to ask Him to destroy the plans of evil, and that we keep our heart deep in the Lord, and we will do what He wants us to do. This is enough.
The following days, we will listen to a classical Gregorian chant for Lent time, and each day we will meditate one strophe of this song. The antiphon which we will hear each day means, "Spare, O Lord, spare Thy people, do not be angry with us forever." And the strophe of today says, "Be not angry, O Lord, and remember no longer our iniquity. Behold, the city of the Holy One is become a desert, Zion is become a desert, Jerusalem is desolate. The house of Thy sanctification and of Thy glory, where our fathers praised Thee."
Neiras caris Domine, ne ultra me mineris iniquitatis, exet civitas sancti facta est deserta, Sion deserta facta est, Jerusalem desolata est, Domus sanctificationis tue et gloriae tue, ubi laudaverunt te, Patres nostri.